Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
It's time for Op die kassie, and today I get to speak about a wonderful film that I got to see last year at the Silver Skerm Fierce in Cape Town. This heartfelt South African film, Die Quicksilver, premieres nationwide on May the 1st, starring Lira Buerta and a talented ensemble. Of course, it follows four women on a comedic, adventurous road trip through the Karoo, celebrating friendship and resilience across generations. This one was a winner of the audience favorite at the Silver Skerm Fierce last year. It's a powerful reminder that age is no barrier to new experience. So don't miss out on this inspiring story. And today I get to speak to a family man, friend, filmmaker, award-winning director and screenwriter, Jordi Sang, who is the director of Die Quicksilver. Jordi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and how are you doing?
Absolutely excited for this film, for people to get to see it. Before we start, I just want to find out from you, Neil, what inspired the idea behind this movie? How does it reflect your view on aging and life's new chapters?
So the film really came about from a short film that we made for CakeNet for Silver Skerm Fierce called Liam Tussen Leerheid. And this film starred Lida Buerta. And myself and the other crew members on this short film, we were completely awestruck by Lida's zest for life, her energy, her sense of humor. And really, this inspired us to create Die Quicksilver, because what Die Quicksilver does is it takes the conversation that was started about grief and loss and kind of spins it around, turns it on its head. And it continues the conversation in a very fun, comedic manner in this road trip comedy that really was inspired by our kind of ageist perception of working with an older actor. But Lida just knocked anything that we thought of working with an older actor out of the park, and really loved working on this project with her and the other phenomenal veteran actresses.
How did working with her, you know, as a seasoned actress, influence the energy and authenticity of the film?
So Lida, as well as Susan and Teresa and June van Merch, they are just phenomenal, phenomenal actresses. And they really, really brought so much to the characters. And, you know, you write these characters and they're just words on a page. And these veteran actresses brought them to life in just the most incredible way. And, you know, there were moments on set where we, you know, obviously you're working with a script and there's some moments that are really to script, but there were many, many moments where the actresses were able to really make the characters their own. And I remember there was one or two moments where June van Merch in particular, with her phenomenal witty sense of humor, she gave us like 100 different versions of a certain line, which made it really difficult to choose in the edit because we just had so many golden comedic moments. So these phenomenal actresses, as well as Jacques Bessinger, who plays the son, they really were able to dance in playing the humor as well as the heart hand in hand to bring these characters to life in a meaningful, beautiful way.
Can you tell us about the significance of the vintage Ford Granada in the film and the meaning behind the title, Die Quicksilver?
So the car in the film is really a symbol of our main character, Elsabie's loss, because her and her husband used to travel all around South Africa in this beautiful vintage Ford Granada. And it kind of becomes this capsule of memory and nostalgia for all the amazing times that she's had with him. So, you know, the moment anyone wants to eat in the car, it becomes a huge issue for her because, you know, effectively, you know, she's trying to protect the legacy of her husband and her memory of him. Mm-hmm. So the title, you know, the car in the film is called Quicksilver. But for us, the words Quicksilver, it was almost a play on that these women are, you know, they're quickly racing through the Karoo with their silver, beautiful streaks of hair. So that's where the title came from.
Absolutely stunning. Love it. Love it. Now, what message do you hope audiences will take away about age and seizing life's, you know, opportunities?
I think the main takeaway of the film is that age really is just a number. And, you know, you're never too old to really grasp life with both hands. And life is for the living. So, you know, we all in our own different ways must live it to the fullest.
To the fullest. I totally agree. Thank you for that. Now, finally, before I let you go, Jordy, what's next for you and Sanctuary Films? Are there any upcoming projects you're excited about?
So our next big project is that we have a short film about xenophobia in South Africa called Amazeze, which translates to fleas. It's a Shona and isiZulu short film, and it's going to be having its South African premiere at the Durban International Film Festival in July.
Okay,
great. So we're very excited for that.
I can't wait to see that. Listen, Jordy, thank you so much for taking time to chat to me and telling me all about this amazing film. I wish you all the success and all the best for your future endeavors for 2025.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And with your stellar introduction of the film, I feel like I want to take you everywhere in promoting the film because it was just so wonderful. So thank you for having me.
That's a deal. That's a deal.
Op die kassie met Ashmund Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.